Thousands of American families are spending this Easter holiday with their thoughts and prayers turned to loved ones serving in Iraq. While insurgents continue to mount attacks on U.S. and Iraqi forces and civilians, the casualty count for U.S. troops so far this month is the second lowest since the U.S.-led invasion 2 years ago. To get a better sense of the course of the war, we've called retired Army Major General William Nash. He's now with the Council on Foreign Relations. We reached him this Easter weekend in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, General Nash. Happy Easter.
Well, happy Easter to you, Debbie. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, U.S. casualties are down. This is certainly good news. Is it your sense that this is because U.S. forces are staying in the background, or is the insurgency somehow losing steam?
Well, it's probably a combination of both. The performance of the Iraqi forces has improved dramatically, particularly in the last several weeks. And U.S. forces, after the election, have begun to implement a strategy that puts more emphasis on Iraqi operations or Iraqi U.S. operations as opposed to unilateral American efforts, which is positive both in terms of casualties, but more importantly, it's very important in terms of turning this fight and this development of the new Iraq over to Iraqis.
So it seems like Iraqi forces are actually starting to take the lead here, and the U.S. is just providing backup for the operations?
Well, we've seen a number of operations in recent weeks that that's been the case, and I don't think that'll be 100% that way in the next several months, but I think more and more you'll see efforts to use the Iraqi forces as the primary element of the counterinsurgency strategy.
How is the training going?
Ever since the arrival of Lieutenant General Dave Petraeus early last summer, the organization and actions of training the Iraqi forces has improved dramatically, and we're starting to see the fruits of that effort.
We do still hear about attacks on Iraqis on a daily basis. Have those attacks tapered off at all?
They have tapered off to some degree, but there are still far too many to assume a secure environment. But more and more, as the insurgents attack Iraqis, I think they'll continue to lose popular support. And America can start moving out of Iraq in larger numbers.
We're in a bit of a political vacuum now, aren't we?
The development of democracy is not clean, and it's certainly not linear. The elections were successful. The hard part comes after elections, where you try to put the government together. The dynamics of compromise and deal-making, if you will, is taking place. And I don't think we should get too concerned about that, especially as we look at any other example of a developing democracy where the immaturity of the system causes delays in the process of creating the government and getting the government services established to the degree they should be.
So you don't see a problem that they haven't formed their government yet?
Well, I see a problem, but I don't see a crisis. It's far more natural, if you will, than anybody that would want to put a crisis label on it.
General Nash, the United States still has about 150,000 military personnel in Iraq. What's your sense of the long-term strategy? How long will U.S. forces be there in large numbers?
Well, that's a good question. I'm one who has advocated a withdrawal of a sizable number now to continue the efforts towards making this an Iraqi issue. But I would say in the next year, you'll see the beginnings of a sizable withdrawal. There's already been talk about maybe 50,000 in the next year. While I may think that's slow, others say that's a good measured pace based on the security situation. I would say then that in the next 1 to 3 years is the time frame that we'll have the withdrawal down to minimal forces there, probably continue the training effort for some time to come.
Retired Army Major General William Nash speaking with us from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you, General.
Thank you, Debbie.